This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 90 for Tuesday, October 5th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Tuesday, climbing to the top of their well-established range with speculative buying building on itself and adding to the advances. Canola up 5 to over $18, November up $16 at $923.10 per ton. Crude oil hit its strongest levels in 7 years today, and that spilled into the vegetable oil markets. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures both hit fresh contract highs, while Chicago soy oil futures hit their strongest levels in over a month. Canada's tight canola supply situation and need to ration demand added to the firm tone. However, a recent strength in the Canadian dollar did pressure values somewhat, as did ideas that the market is overpriced. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, while corn and wheat both moved lower. Soybeans up 14 cents in the November contract at $12.50 per bushel. The rally in palm oil and other world vegetable oil markets provided the catalyst for the bounce in beans, amid ideas yesterday's losses were overdone. The U.S. soybean harvest was 34% complete in the latest weekly report. That's in line with expectations, but well ahead of the average for this time of year. Meanwhile, farmers in Brazil are just getting started seeding their next crop with 4% of intended acres in the ground. Some private estimates predict soybean area in the South American country could hit 100 million acres this year. Corn futures, they moved lower. The December contract down 3 cents at 537 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest was pegged at 29% done. That's up from the average of 22%. Good to excellent ratings were left unchanged at 59%. Corn planting in Brazil was thought to be about a third complete. Strength in crude oil, though, was supportive for the ethanol-linked grain. Wheat was lower across the board, although a Minneapolis spring wheat lagged to the downside, 5 cents lower in the December contract at $9.25 per bushel. Kansas City down 13 cents in December at $7.41 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 11 cents in the December contract at $7.44 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 47% seeded in the latest weekly report, only 1 point ahead of average. Gains in European wheat futures were somewhat supportive, with increasing talk that Russia may impose export quotas, also helping temper the losses. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, October 5th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.